Welcome to our first cold brew session where it's a little baby short sip. Take a sip of that cold brew. Welcome. I'm Enrique Rosado at Ryder Rosado, and with me as always is the fantastic Oscar Farts at... Wait, Oscar Fernandez at Oscar Farts. I called you by... Oscar That's Fart your real Oscar name. Fernandez. His real name is Oscar Farts. Don't let the Fernandez... It's not true. But you can find him at... It's Oscar Farts. I don't know why I keep thinking F... Oh, just... Your Facebook, it's just F Arts, right?
Because it is F Arts. We just say Farts, because let's be real.
No, yeah, it's Farts, but I'm saying it's just Farts and not Oscar Farts, right?
Correct. It's just F-Arts.
Yeah, on Facebook, but on Instagram, it's Oscar Farts. See, you see, people, I know this. And today, we're talking about something every geeky nerd loves to talk about when we get into the comic shop, when we get around the magic table, when we're about to binge our favorite anime. We're going to talk about sports.
Sports team!
Yeah! But honestly, Oscar...
You see, I go for the... Avarian Dooms.
That's who you go for. Go Dooms. I go for the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, as you can see.
They are ruthless. They will cut you at the knees.
Mm-hmm. They'll buy you
dry for every dollar.
They'll buy you for $7 billion and own you for the rest of your life. There's nothing you can do. Lucas can't farts without Mickey getting a little signed agreement to it. But today we're actually going to talk about... boxing, ironically, because there was just a massive boxing match, and I'm going to be dead honest, Oscar. Dead honest. I actually like following boxing every once in a while. I'm not dedicated to one person. I'm just dedicated, a fight came out. Let me, look at stuff.
Yeah, if it's going to be a good fight, yeah, I agree with you.
I did not know this fight existed until the morning of.
I've been waiting since, last April.
It's been announced for that long? I legitimately was just on Twitter and someone said showed the weigh-in of them facing off, and I was just like, is this old? Why is Tyson back in the ring?
A little backstory. Jones was pissed because originally the contract was 3 months of training. He was like, Tyson's been at it for a while. 3 months for training, I got his ass. But then they extended it for 6 months, and he's like,
He's like, Tyson's 54, he ain't gonna do it. Those 3 extra months made a fucking difference, because I saw Mike Tyson's body, and I legitimately forgot
watching him
was 54.
For months, training and stuff like that, big old thing swinging, I was just like, woo, he's ready to go.
I literally saw his body, and I was just like, how are you 54 and look that good?
Literally in better shape than we will ever be in our lives.
He was in better shape than so many people. So many young athletes. I'm like, he looks better. I don't know how to tell y'all. And so quickly going into it, we kind of briefly talked about this before. That's kind of what sparked this conversation.
We were laughing pretty hard.
Because we talked about the preliminary match. And oh my God.
That's something I did not know about.
I didn't know about it either.
I thought it was going to be the exhibition. I didn't know there was going to be all these other ones prior.
I thought, okay, so I knew it was Tyson. I knew about Tyson the morning of. I didn't know about the Jake Paul fight until it was posted on YouTube and someone went, Jake Paul. And I started seeing all the memes. The internet just went wild on this poor man.
Savages.
Okay, so if I'm correct, let me try to find his name. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I know he's a professional basketball player, if I'm correct. But I do not know.
A basketball player?
Yeah, he retired to go into boxing. And this was his first fight. Nate Robinson. Yeah.
And after this fight, he's at a retirement home.
Damn. Nate Robinson, I felt...
Drink it through a straw.
God, yeah. Okay, as a boxing fan. Because you're a bigger fan than I am. I love watching the matches and everything, but you've been watching them since you were a little kid and everything. So I wanted to ask your opinion on something, especially on that fight before we get to the main one. Was there a lot of hugging in that fight more than usual to you, or was it a right?
Well, the thing is, a lot of people don't watch boxing, don't understand, but the whole clinching thing, it is very strategic.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a guy with a lot of power, you want to get him close to you. You want to hold him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's defensive. You don't want him to give him that room so he can get that nice, powerful swing. Mm-hmm. If you can get some good body shots in there, that's good. You know, mm-hmm. it's just a matter of, you know, sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you don't have the energy to be dodging and, you know, rope-a-doping. So, mm-hmm. yeah, there was a lot. The problem was, is there was a boxing ring, but there wasn't boxers in it.
To be real, kind of, yeah. Like, because that's Jake Paul's second fight. He won, but his first fight, if I'm right, was with Deji, who's a YouTuber as well. And I'm like, they might like boxing. Like, I'm going to say something. I don't know if it's controversial. I don't know. But the only people I actually considered, quote unquote, close to real boxers that are from the YouTube scene is actually KSI. I don't know if you know about that. He was the big YouTuber fight that was against Logan Paul, the dude who's fought older brother, because he actually consistently trains, and he was in fights before that fight, and he was actually training for it. And where I feel like the other ones are just picking it up now, and because they have the money and athleticism from previous athletic careers, it's the same with Nate Robinson. It was just like, he was athletic because of a different thing, but you got to realize you have to train years to be a boxer.
He's not a boxer.
Yeah, like, because you mentioned it. Remember how you said the body blows? I didn't really see him do many. Like, when he was grappling, he would just hold, whereas I would see actually at least Logan try to do some.
The problem is Nate, he's a street fighter. There was mm-hmm. no boxing skill, technique in there. He would go, boom, like a rocket into a low head.
Yeah, tackle. Like, it okay.
was pretty, like, it was like Sunday football or something like that. That was a horrible thing to do. He left his head wide open every mm-hmm. single time.
And that's how he got knocked out. Like, man.
Yeah, that's how he got hit 3 times in the head, was him going straight in with his head, leading with his head.
Yeah, no, like, I don't get that, because in my mentality, it's just like, this is why you need to understand the form of fighting. And it's ironic because we talk about martial artists. Quick disclaimer, Oscar and I are not claiming to be martial artists or boxers. We're avid fans, so we're speaking from an outside point of view.
I took classes, but...
Yeah, I've taken like martial art classes too, but like, it's like I didn't stick with it. I work out, but
I know, I got you.
But like, I'm,
but no, like, after, I mean, I've watched boxing my whole life.
Exactly. You're just,
and a lot of these guys, yeah. I mean, they're training from teenagers
mm-hmm.
for a guy who has no martial background to be like, you know what? I'm a really good athlete. I have great stamina and things like that. You need all those things to be a great fighter. But if you have this much technique, I don't know what it's going to do you when you meet a real boxer.
And I feel like, kind of leading into the next fight, you see it, and you actually mentioned the point too with before we started speaking about Mayweather, speaking about a bit of that, how you were like looking into the next fight, going into the Tyson fight versus I know Junior, what was it? Huh?
Roy Jones Jr.
Yep, thank you. Like, going into that fight, you see, even though these are 50 something year old men, the difference, 54. Yeah, just the difference in skill when it comes to like these people, even though they've been out of retirement, you know, boxing has been their bread and butter just with it. So what were your thoughts on that fight?
It's sadly what I thought it was gonna be. I wanted more, I wanted death, but so growing up, I remember, you know, the big Tyson fights and things like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, Hopkins, Trinidad,
mm-hmm.
Klitschko, Triple G, you know, those are some of my favorites just going on, you know, just off the board. But it was just like, okay, so here's this guy, and I know a lot of his background watching, mm-hmm. you know, documentary and interviews of him and mm-hmm. things like that, and this guy is not a... normal human being. This guy is a beast. He is an animal.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much time goes by, you can't take that out of him.
Yeah.
And like, I just remember, I was just, one interview made me laugh so hard. He was just like, I don't know what it is. It's hurting people. It makes me feel good. It gets me hard. I'm just like, that's called a sociopath. And that makes for a good fighter. All right, let's do this. And so like, I didn't care how much time passed. He was going to go for it. And like, that amount of power, you don't lose that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That is God's gift.
Did you see the post-interview fight?
Ooh.
how Ray Wood Jr. said, like, it doesn't matter if you get hit in the head, in the body, in the arm, don't matter. When he hits you, you feel it in your whole body, all that pain. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God.
You took that. You took that. I respect that. I respect that. You took that. I was just like, damn, fool. So, like, this is an exhibition. This is something Tyson is, he's orchestrated. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to keep this going with other legends and things like that for charity. Mm-hmm. Things like that. So I don't know if they have to give their money for charity. I know Tyson's going to do a lot of money because he's not hurting for money. Because he's got that weed business out in Cali. He's doing mm-hmm. fantastic.
And he has a show. He actually is a good business. He has a good business portfolio when you look at his stuff.
Yeah, so he's not hurting for money. He's just has decades of sort of guilt behind him. And he's just trying to use his last years for the betterment of everyone. And that's a noble, honorable mm-hmm. thing. And so, like, I was reading the rules and it was just like, these guys are going to be holding back a little bit because they don't want to go for a knockout. The moment a guy gets cut, it's over. They close it. If a guy gets nicked and he starts bleeding, fight's over.
That also could be because of the pandemic going on as well. Like, they're like, there's so many risks going on. You don't want to add on to it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, that's what we were laughing at. Every time Tyson was like having water, he was just spitting all over the mat and stuff like that. We're like, Tyson, COVID! COVID!
Come on, Tyson, get better! The thing I want to say, I guess, like, kind of our closing thoughts on it, I have one opinion on something, and I want you to feel free to give what was the most standout thing you noticed from the fight. And one thing, mine's kind of twofold, because it goes with one thing, that the internet has been loving and I agree with. So Snoop Dogg in the commentator box was amazing.
Take me home.
He went gospel. It was some of the best shit because I'm like, they need to do stuff like that more. They need to have funnier. But the thing that bothered me, so I, like I said, I saw the Logan Paul fight on YouTube and I can't tell. So I want your opinion. Did this happen in real life, like as an on air, or did this happen because he put it on YouTube? His music of his own rapping that I do not like was blasting over the video to the point it was hard to hear Snoop Dogg and the other commentators at times because you would just hear legitimately Logan Paul's music blast over the fight. And I was just like,
no, that was just his video. during the fights, there's no audience, obviously, due to COVID and all that. So they keep it nice and tight. But it was weird, very weird. You could hear a lot of things you don't hear in a boxing match. You can hear all the coaching. Crystal clear. You can hear Tyson growl.
That's actually cool.
You can hear all the little shoes squeaking. You heard everything. It was awkward. You kind of got used to it as it went on.
It was like ASMR boxing match.
You could hear everything.
Oh man. And what were any closing thoughts for you? You feel about the fight?
The one thing I did notice was, I forgot what round it was. It was early on. It was like 3 or 4. That eight rounds of Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. And it was, I could tell Tyson was holding back. It pissed me off because I wanted him.
He's known for that. Isn't he he's known for like the first three rounds being.
Never threw an uppercut, which is one of his signature knockouts. Like the thing is, just like, I could tell because he went in hot. For a second, like I saw his stand. His stand appeared behind him.
And it's just the Tyson punch from Punch Out.
After like a few repeating jabs, he saw Roy taking all of them. He immediately stopped and pulled it back. I knew that's how I knew he was holding back. He was like, bah, 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 bah.
He went, ooda, 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 ooda.
It was just like, ooh, oh, my bad, my bad. So, but yeah, so it's for entertainment, it's for charity. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a lot of boxing fans, mm-hmm. and I think boxing needs this because boxing has gone decline over the past few years heavily. So I think a lot of boxing fans will enjoy seeing, you know, Pacquiao, all these other guys just coming back for just a fun little exhibition to see fights that we always wanted to see but never got to.
Yeah.
Now, is it we're going to get the satisfaction knowing they're not going to go bloodthirsty in there, but...
Maybe it'll change in the future. Goes.
I'm looking forward to more. And I really hope it's, you know, boxers and not that crap we got in the beginning.
Damn. Sometimes I like the little crap in the beginning because it's like and I'll end it on this. It's like the old adage. I forgot what comedian said it, who said, like, we need regular people in the Olympics to remind ourselves how good the Olympic people are. Sometimes we need people who aren't necessarily 100% boxers in there to remind ourselves when we see the real boxing match. We're like, oh, that's what a boxer is.
It's a wake-up call. Nate has his wake-up call. The moment Paul goes up against a real boxer.
I am extremely interested in seeing that. Not because I'm like, oh, I want to see him get destroyed. It's more of a, I want to see how quickly he can attain the skill, like, between matches to see, like, is he slowly getting better to the point we will consider him a, like, authentic boxer in the sense of, compared to the real ones, like, that we always, like, talk about, or is he always going to stay in that group? I'm really interested to see his lateral movement.
From what his words are, he's all in. This is, like, his new life. Mm-hmm. He's all in. So if he puts in the time and effort, yeah, one day he can get really good.
Mm-hmm. I'm really interested in seeing that, yeah.
He was winded in round one.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
He was very fortunate because the guy in front of him wasn't a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Like, I have nothing personal against him because I don't watch a lot of YouTubers and things like that. So, but, like, it's fine. It's what it is. I hope he doesn't get hurt is the one thing.
Yeah.
Because when you go in there way outclassed, you can get seriously hurt. And that's why I was worried about Nate when he ate Matt for the fourth time.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Dead body reported. And that was this episode of Burnt Out Coffee Cold Brew Edition. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see the Bean Team tomorrow.
Deuce.
I don't know what that was. I'm a luchador.